before the news, the break, we were talking about spending money and going to dollar stores and trying to save money during the holiday season. And we're going to continue talking about that. We have 12 secrets of dollar store employees. And how many? The question here, though, is I want how many people use the dollar stores? What do you buy when you go to the dollar stores? Is that a regular place for you? Also, some of the other shopping habits that you might have. Are you coupon cutters? Do you still use the coupons when you go shopping? Do you wait for specials? How do you save money when you're shopping, grocery shopping, or just some shopping in general? What are your thoughts on that? 312-981-7200. But discount retailers have probably been around as long as commerce itself, but it wasn't until the 1950s that a string of stores began popping up in the South that shared a common element. Everything they sold was dirt cheap. In recent years, the country have experienced a wave of frugal storefronts selling everything from stationery to seafood. Stores like Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, and a rash of independently owned stores catering to the budget conscious now outnumber Starbucks and McDonald's in the U.S. You know, Dan, a trip down Irving Park Road, and there are, there are a ton of dollar stores as you drive down. Well, and any store, you know, any street, actually. But that old that bowling alley that we talked about, the Irving Park Lanes.
Yep.
That's a dollar. I don't know what Dollar Tree, maybe Family Dollar or Dollar General. I don't know. But, you know, my parents go to the dollar stores every once in a while, and I think they like Dollar General the best. I mean, I don't know the difference, really, because I don't really go to the dollar stores very often. Do you?
We go. Eileen goes occasionally, but, you know, it's kind of like a one-off thing every couple months.
Yeah.
Not a consistent shop.
To get a better sense of the activity that surrounds these wallet-friendly outlets, Mental Floss spoke to three employees of Dollar Tree. And here's what they had to say about stocking their shelves, fanatical customers, and why they spend so much time filling up balloons. Number one, paper goods are the best deal in the store. That makes sense, right? You can find practically anything at dollar stores, including frozen food, toys, and cleaning products. Assortments can vary widely by store and by franchise, but according to Brenda, the store manager of a Dollar Tree in the Midwest, customers get the best deal by sticking with paper products. At least that's what employees buy most frequently. The items that my employees and I purchase at Dollar Tree for value would definitely be toilet paper, paper towels, birthday cards, candy, balloons, paperware, paper plates, envelopes, stationery products, and the daily newspaper, she says. At her store, toilet paper and the local newspaper are the top sellers. Well, well, they do kind of go together, don't they? I don't know why I find that amusing, but I do. While the former is a pretty obvious necessity, newspapers at her location are typically cheaper than in other stores. The Sunday edition, in particular, is up to $2 or $3 cheaper. Like a lot of their inventory, the chain likely gets a tremendous discount for buying the papers in bulk. Well, there you go. So you can get a cheap newspaper and some cheap paper towels and some toilet paper for you. Number two, they know you won't be in the store for too long. Dollar stores typically have little signage, few frills, and a small real estate footprint. But having limited space with easily accessible items is by design. The average shopping trip for a Dollar General store is just 10 minutes. Planning the store around fast trips is one good way to improve the fast experience many customers are looking for, while also keeping sales high and allowing customers to see many products, says Hank, who is an assistant Dollar Tree store manager in Canada. Customers, quote, tend to want to get in and get out fast. They are often busy and have other plans for the day, and they don't want to spend too much time wandering around the store. I actually, the few times that I go to dollar stores, I like wandering around the dollar store because there's so much weird stuff there, and it's all just kind of there, you know? I find dollar stores to be, I like to wander around in a dollar store. Maybe if I don't even buy anything, just to kind of look around and get a get a feel for it, because it's, you know, as they just said, it's not set up like, you know, like a regular general store. It's all just kind of crammed together, and then this leads to the next one, which is three. They want customers to feel like they're on a treasure hunt. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. According to Moody's, an earnings and credit analysis firm, Dollar General rotates its inventory on a regular basis to make customers feel like they need to buy items now in case they're not around later, perpetuating what they call a treasure hunt feel. That helps the stores compete with online retailers like Amazon, which typically maintains stock of popular products and may not provoke the same sense of urgency in buyers. Dollar Tree's approach is slightly different than Dollar General. While new inventory does arrive from suppliers, it's not as frequently. When we are doing the truck, we get really excited when we see a new product, Brenda says. We only see maybe 10 or 15 new things per week out of 1,500 items that are coming off the truck. So when we get something new, we immediately cut open the box and examine it. Wow, there's a little excited. You know, I don't think I've ever gotten excited when I found a new product when I was working at Jewel's. When I was working at the Jewel stock,
I was just going to say, was there anything that you liked to stock that you're like, oh, yes, today I get to stock?
No, there was nothing I liked to stock. There was not one thing I enjoyed to stock. That's funny that they get excited over new items at the Dollar General.
Well, I think it ties into what you were talking about, though, because like part of the fun of the treasure hunt is like walking through random and then seeing this random thing that's like, this is awesome, and it's only a dollar, you know, so it could probably apply to the managers too. They're like, all right.
That's pretty funny. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Do you use the dollar shops? Do you go to them? Is one dollar store better than the other? Is the Dollar General better than the Dollar Tree or the Family Dollar? And also, in other ways, if with your shopping, are you a coupon person? Do you do the coupon thing? 312-981-7200. I know a lot of people want to save money, these days, and, these are some ways to do it. Number four, they catch a lot of shoplifters. You can walk out of dollar stores with an armful of goods for $20 or $10 or less, but that doesn't deter people from swiping even the cheapest Targets. The shoplifting is ridiculously rampant, Brenda says. We catch someone just about every day. Wow. Oddly enough, the price may help facilitate the theft. The thing with the low prices is that there is no real deterrent from people stealing, since none of the products have any security around them, Brenda says. Well, I guess that makes sense. But you have to rip off a lot of stuff, I mean, to make it worth your while, right? I mean, what are you going to rip off a roll of toilet paper? That's a buck.
Yeah, well, although, I mean, I know one of the appeals that I had read in the past about dollar stores is that it's the perfect, like, get you to the paycheck type store. So, you know, if you're going to a major chain for something, but you run out of ketchup, you're not going to go to store just for the ketchup. You're going to go to the dollar store for like the smaller bottle of ketchup that, you know, will get you until you go to you go to the real store for the big ketchup. And so kind of like, you know, you go in there, you're shoplifting, like, all right, well, I only need one roll of toilet paper. Right. At the store, I've got to buy six, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. Wow. Almost every day though. That's crazy. That's really crazy. We had a guy. I remember one time at the Jewels, we had an undercover security guy who worked at Jewel. He was a plainclothes guy, and he would walk, you know, he would walk up and down the aisles, and you know, and then just if people were being suspicious, he would kind of follow them around, and he busted a pretty good amount of people. This is, I worked for people who might not know, I worked at the store at Southport near Addison. It's not the store that it is now, not the deluxe, you know, indoor parking, you know, Plexus that it is now. When I worked there, it was the smallest Jewel in the city, had 12 aisles, and that was about it. And so we had a guy, you've seen Animal House, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you know the scene in Animal House where they go to the grocery store to load up on food, and Peter Rieger tucks in Tom Hulse's sweater and starts just throwing like pot roasts and meat and just till I mean, obviously it's to the point where he's stuffing these things inside the sweater, where it's clearly he's got like 20 packages of meat inside his sweater, and then they go to walk out, and Peter Rieger's got nothing, and Peter Rieger goes, nothing for me today, and just keeps walking, and then Tom Hulse starts to walk through, and the girl stops him, and says, oh, this is just a, you know, it's just, I'm pledging at a, you know, I'm pledging at a fraternity, and this is just, you know, like a prank, and she's like, ah, don't worry about it, I won't tell. We had a guy, I'm not kidding you, walking around the jewels, and you know, the security guy was just kind of, the security guy was so, because I saw him, and I was like, so I called him over on the intercom, I called up the, he was like, oh, God, what was his code? He had a number, he was, department, like when you wanted to call security and talk to security, he was like department 71 or something. That's how you said it. Department 71, please pick up the intercom. Department 71. Okay, so that way you wouldn't say, security, could you please pick up, you know, so it doesn't go out there. Oh, I should have done this. Department 71, please pick up the intercom. So I was like, hey, man, you got to come over to the meat section, because this guy was like right by the deli, because the deli was right next to the deli. Chef's kitchen was right next to one of the meat coolers. At that time, right at the far end of the store, it was like as far the farthest from the entrance that you can get, and I think they do that on purpose. I think they put the meat and stuff like that as far from the front of the store as possible to lessen the possibility of people like ripping off big money items, you know, like big food, you know, like meat items and stuff, because it's all, whenever you go to a jewel, you know, usually the meat department is all the way in the back. That's usually where it is. Produce is usually right in the front, because people are just going to steal some grapes. So anyway, this guy was doing the Tom Hulse. Like, I'm standing there, and I, back in the day, now, there's no, Jewel, at Jewel, you don't have to wear a uniform. You can wear, like, a t-shirt and stuff. I used to have to wear a tie and cords. I couldn't wear gym shoes, you know, and it was a pain, and an apron. It was like a tie, an apron, the whole thing. Now, my dad, he just wears a shirt that says Jewel. And he can wear jeans, and he can wear whatever shoes he wants. And I'm like, "What? I got to dress up like a game show host in order to work at Jewel?" So anyway, and we weren't inconspicuous, Dan. We looked like idiots. We had the really brown, terrible apron, you know, and it was clear who the employees were. So I'm standing there, and I'm just looking at this guy, and it was like, I want to say it was like 9:30 in the morning or something, so it was really early in the morning, and he's jamming meat packages into his sweater, into his shirt. So I call up my department, and I'm going, you got to see this guy. So he comes out, he was downstairs, he comes upstairs, he comes out, and I'm standing there, and I point the guy, and the security guy's just, we stand there for a couple of minutes and watch him steal. Now, your security guy's not supposed to watch somebody steal. Like, if somebody attempts to steal something, you're supposed to bust him. But we were both so astounded by how brazen this guy was and just how ridiculous. How is he going to get to the door with 14 pounds of meat in his shirt? And so finally, like, when he started to walk away from the counter, that's when he got up and busted him. But that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
That's insane.
Yeah. That was the most ridiculous. I saw a lot of shoplifters when I worked at the Jewels. But that one, you know. Meat man. Well, there's pocket meat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I when you're telling the story, I'm like, oh, please tell me he put it in his pocket. Please tell me he put it in his pocket.
Pocket meat. All right. Let's take a break. By the way, what are your shopping habits? Do you use coupons? Do you use the dollar stores? What do you guys do to save a little bit of money? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Yeah. It's one artist, two songs. 312-981-7200, and that was Wham 773 area code with Last Christmas, their classic Christmas song right there. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about some of the facts and secrets of the dollar store employees that they're sharing with us, and I'm wondering about you guys. Do you go to the dollar stores? Are there some that are better than others? And in other regards, do you use coupons? What do you do to save money in this day and age when you shop? 312-981-7200. All right, here's Greg on WGN. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing, Nick?
Good.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I have been going to some of the dollar stores. The dollar general, but what I've noticed is that everything isn't a dollar there. So that was a little bit of a disappointment going in there expecting that. But Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. And they've got a good general selection of stuff. And one of the highlights I go there for is the electronic car charging cords and the USB plugs. Everything there is a dollar. It's the same ones you're paying $10 at the gas station counter for.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. Because do they have, Greg, do they have phone chargers too?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Great deal on them. Yeah. Never been in the dollar store.
But the Dollar Tree is the one that you recommend.
Yeah, everything's a dollar.
All right, everything is a dollar. So it's a little disappointing when you go into a dollar store and not everything is a dollar. But that I've seen that before, I guess, right?
Yeah, we've gotten a few texts along those lines.
Yeah, they're not everything is a dollar. It's cheap, but sometimes it's more than a dollar. So, Greg, thanks for the call. You know, I purchased a phone charger through Amazon because I'm a lazy bastard. And I paid $15 for it or something, maybe $15-18 for it. And then, like, there's a thing, every time I try to use that charger, there's a thing that pops up on my phone. It says, you know, it will be much faster if you use the charger that came with the phone. So I got a Verizon across the street from my apartment, so I can just go, you know, and get one that's actually matched with my phone because I went, you know, I'm with Verizon and I went in and so I can get it. But I went through Amazon and got one of those generic ones that fit my Samsung. And it takes forever. It takes forever to charge. Like, I look at the number, I'll have it on my coffee table and I'll stick the thing in there and I'll look and it's at like 44%. 20 minutes later, 45%. Half an hour later, 46. You know, it's like it takes forever. Now, my other charger, the charger that originally came with my phone, works much faster, but it's frayed. You know what I mean? So there's like an exposed cord. So I get nervous about using it because I don't want, it's afraid that the cord is not, it's exposed, the wires inside. But it works 9,000 times faster than the one that I got through Amazon. Maybe I'll try the dollar store, see if I can get one of those for $1, see what happens. Like I said, a buck's not going to kill me. I can go across the street and get a real one at Verizon. Couldn't hurt to try the buck first, right? Save a little money if it works. But yeah, I always get so frustrated when I plug it in and I'm like, you know, and then I won't look at the phone for a while and then I'll just hit the button, I'll look at it, and I'll be like, hey, it's gone up 4%? It's been 6 hours. It's gone up 4%? It's frustrating. All right. We got a break here. We got the news coming up here, and then we got more dollar store stories. And what do you guys use to save money? Do you do the coupons? I want to hear from you guys at 312-981-7200. News is up next. And I love Dire Straits. I don't listen to Dire Straits enough. I'm just realizing this now. I need to listen to Dire Straits more often. That's what I'm learning at this moment.
Mark
Knopfler?
Yeah. Yes.
Amazing.
Very, very amazing.
One of the best guitarists.
Right. I don't listen enough either.
Exactly. And I love that song, Sultan's a Swing. 224 area code requested that. 2 for Tuesday. So we'll get to hear another Dire Straits song. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. We are talking about dollar stores. And we were talking about saving money before with our guest this morning. And now we've got some secrets from the dollar store employees telling us some of the stuff that is true about these dollar stores. And not all dollar stores are the same, as we are learning. You've got your Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, you got your Dollar General, and so on. One thing that we have learned is that the shoplifting is ridiculously rampant.
Which one of those you named off have things for a dollar?
The Dollar Tree. Is one? No, actually, you know that we just learned that the Dollar General has not everything is a dollar.
Okay,
and there are I think there are other like independent dollar stores that say, "Hey, it's a dollar store," and then something's $2 or $3.
Yeah,
it's just cheap, you know, but it's not quite all the items are a dollar. But so we got some people who are calling up, and we also want to talk about how you guys are frugal if you use coupons and any of that stuff to save money these days. 312-981-7200. Here's Kathy on WGN. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Yes, good morning. It's so good to hear your voice again. We just love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My boyfriend comes home at 2:22 in the morning, and he's eating, and I'm always listening to the radio.
You know what? I remember you've called before.
Yes, about the Frankie's restaurant St. Charles.
Right.
Anyway, the Dollar Tree is awesome. I go to the one on Lake Street in Aurora and also on Douglas in Montgomery. And it's so helpful, especially for Hallmark cards. Would you believe that? Mm. They're two for a dollar.
That's what everybody says. The greeting card thing is a big draw.
Right, that's very helpful. I am the oldest child in the family. My dad lived to... he was the oldest of nine, so I have many aunts and uncles. I send cards every month to everybody for whatever occasion, two for a dollar. You can't beat that. And it says $2.39 on the back of the card. That's helpful. But one of the most important things that I purchase, other than socks, shampoo, they have holiday decorations, is dryer papers, bleach, cleaners. Where can you get a gallon of bleach for a dollar?
That's good. Yeah.
And I clean everything with rubber gloves on and bleach and soap water. Another thing that I found is very helpful there is screens for the kitchen sink and the bathtub. They're two for a dollar, a little screen and a large one, and you'd be surprised how much stuff I collect in the kitchen sink and could throw out, so it doesn't go down the drain.
I've got one in my shower. It was one that was purchased from one of the dollar stores.
It is great.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, you don't even have to clean it after a while. Throw it away and get a new one.
Exactly. All right, Kathy. Thanks for the call.
They're excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. There you go. Yeah, the screen cost a buck. Throw it right in the drain. Now that my hair's getting long, I have to clear it out now because my hair is long. Remember that story that Esmeralda told when her hair, you know, when she showers, her hair comes out like everybody does, and she spelled her name with her hair on the shower wall. We got some texts that are in here. Doc in Kansas City says Dollar General has full price range. Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. I buy foil pans for grilling at Dollar Tree because they're so expensive at the grocery store. 231 area code says, I love Dollar Tree and similar stores. Also, Goodwill and other thrift and secondhand stores are great. Mark the Breadman says, with my wife being a teacher, she buys a lot of her supplies at Dollar Tree. 540 area code says most of Dollar General's inventory anyway is much more than a dollar. It's just a psych job. 607 area code says I shop at Dollar General every Saturday morning. Doors open at 8 and it's enjoyably quiet so I can leisurely stroll each aisle. I have a nice relaxing morning at the Dollar General. 847 area code says, I like Dollar Tree for greeting cards. They're only 50 cents, plus gift bags, birthday balloons, etc. Boy, that's really cheap. You know? I usually get my greeting cards across the street at Walgreens, and they're like $4. I mean, that's crazy. 312 area code says, hey, Dollar Tree has a cleaner called Awesome. It totally lives up to its name. Wow. Wow. Awesome. I think the celebrity spokesperson, The Miz from WWE. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
I'll jump back to Wonder Years, but whatever happened to the Five and Dime?
Yeah.
And Woolworths.
Well, we mentioned Woolworths earlier when we were talking about that pickle. We were talking about the Christmas pickle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. My thing is, my big thrill is I wait till Wednesday when a neighborhood paper comes out and I can see what's on sale at all the grocery stores.
Yep.
I don't know why they do it on Wednesdays. And it, like Jewel, they have a pullout and says the super specials are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then that goes away. But I wait on that. That's my thrill of the day. Wednesdays to see the sales for all the grocery stores.
Now, that used to be Thursday, because in my day, when I worked at the Jewels, it was Thursday, and Wednesday nights was the longest night that we would work, because we would have to change all the front displays. Like, the whole everything that was on sale, everything that was on display, we had to get rid of and build all new displays, and that was the night that we were there till like 1, 2 in the morning, doing all the end caps and the displays and all that stuff, because it used to be Thursday morning they would change, and that's why every Wednesday night was one of the craziest nights to work at Jewel.
Wow. You would think that it would be like Sunday night, so you'd have a fresh deal for all week starting on Monday through Friday, but I've always wondered
it was Thursday for all the time I worked at Jewel. It was always Thursday. Because Wednesday night was the dreaded, you know, Wednesday night where we would have like 7 guys on, you know, and all the end caps had to change, everything. All the big front displays when you first walked into the store, right at the front from the and all the way, all of that stuff had to change. And they, you know, they don't really have that at Jewel anymore. Like the whole, when you walk in with the, you know, like a tower of toilet paper or cans of this or that kind of stuff. Do they have like a long display at the? Because they don't at the Jewel I shop at, the one on Irving.
I'll stop at the one at by Six Corners, and usually there's a pretty big display to the left when you walk in.
Yeah, because I mean that was just normal for. But I just it's well, I mean I don't maybe I just don't know maybe I just don't notice it when I go when I shop at the one on Irving in Narragansett. That's the one where my dad works, because I know where everything is and I go directly to it. Because I want to get in and out, and I know exactly what I want to buy, and I go directly to the aisle, and I don't even like it's like tunnel vision when I go shopping. Shopping of any kind, grocery shopping, yeah, I get a little distracted because I like food, and I get a little distracted if I see something. But like any kind of like clothes shopping, I want in, out. You know what I mean? Like any other shopping other than grocery shopping, I don't even want to be there. I just want to get the hell in and get out. But, I'm trying to think. I mean, I know throughout the store they have aisle stacks, which they did all the time. And the end caps are full, too. But like, the big, crazy displays with the giant signs and stuff that were always at the front of the store, where you get your cart and, boom, they'd be right there to your left. That's the stuff that we would have to change on Wednesday night going into Thursday.
I'd imagine it has to do with the layout, too, because you know, the layout of your dad's store, if I remember correctly. I mean, it leads right into
produce.
Right.
When you
the cash registers are the first things you hit when you walk in, right?
No. Well, it depends on what entrance you use. The entrance that I use is right next to it's the entrance. It's a little further west. And it's the farthest west entrance that you can use. And there are two other ones, but the one that's farthest west is right next to the red box, and when you first walk in, it's produce. Like, that's like the first thing to your left is produce, and there are coolers with special stuff, and then that goes into you go right to that you take that straight through, and it's deli, and then bakery. That's all right there. So like at least at that entrance, the first thing you see is produce, special coolers, deli, and then like all the way to the back to like hot dogs, bacon, that kind of thing. That's all the first stuff that you see when you go in.
With the Six Corner one, the cash registers are off a good 10 feet from the door. So you can walk into a big hallway that has, you know, the baked goods and things like that. And then the aisles are you know, kitty corner to that. So you're not hitting an aisle unless you are specifically going left that way.
Right. I've been to the Six Corners store a few times. I don't like the layout of that store, which is why I use my dad's, because that's the one we're most familiar with, even though the Six Corners one's closer to my apartment. But the other thing is that when, you know, the way that the Southport Jewel was set up back in the day, now it's, like I said, they knocked it down and they remodeled it, and it's all fancy schmancy. When you walked in, you walked past the registers. Like when you the registers were to your right, and everybody who was leaving, you had to walk around them, and then like you'd walk past all the registers. The service desk would be right there, and then you would grab your cart and enter the store. So the first thing that you would see would be the people checking out, like, you know, at the registers. That's the way it was set up. And then that long wall of displays that we would have to change every Wednesday night. I used to work with a guy named Coleman on a regular basis. And that guy was, he was the best. Coleman was the best. He was one of the best workers that I've ever worked with. He was really efficient. And on Wednesday nights, he and I would like, we'd get into a groove and get those displays up. So, yeah, Coleman, how you doing there, Coleman? He also lived like two houses away. So he would show up, like, if his shift was at noon or something, he'd be there at 11:58. So, when I first started working there, I didn't live very far. I lived, you know, at Addison and Ravenswood, where I grew up. But then we moved, like, 6 months after I got the job to Grandin Central. So then it was always very thrilling to go to work. It's like, I get this job like, you know, six blocks away from the apartment, and we move. So, all right. Yeah, that's also when we moved. Here's another thing. It's also when we moved, like right after that, I started going to school at Columbia. And it's real convenient to get there from Grandin Central. It's real convenient, especially when I used to live right next to the Brown Line. Like, literally, the Brown Line was right outside my front door. And, you know, you could take a couple of trains to get there. But, you know, like, Grandin Central? Like, the middle of nowhere. all right. But I think we have to break. Uh-oh. All right, let's do that. Let's take a break. Then we'll come back. We have more secrets of the dollar stores. 312-981-7200. And does anybody know when they moved it from Thursdays to Wednesdays, the grocery sales, or at least the jewel sales?
People are saying that even though they come out on Wednesday, the sale still starts on Thursday.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So the sales have remained Thursdays.
Right.
All right. So Wednesdays then. Wednesday nights are still a pain in the neck to work at Jewel. Okay. I get it. Okay. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Dan, do you remember that video?
I don't know if I do.
It was all sports bloopers for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I never really understood it. I enjoyed the video because, hey, who doesn't enjoy sports bloopers? But yeah, I was like, okay, all right, good. That's cool. Dire Straits, 224 area code on 2 for Tuesday. You're being 2 for Tuesday! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell, and coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. We've been talking about dollar stores and how you save money and all of that stuff, and we got a bunch of texts coming in. The 516 area code says everything is made in China at the dollar stores. Yeah, I think that's probably true. 847 area code says those generic chargers can fry your phone, especially like the ones at the dollar stores. Okay. 847 area code says I'll occasionally use coupons from the Sunday paper and the ones that come through direct mail that we never ask for, but there they are once a month. However, I'm never going to use a coupon at the Dollar Tree. That's where I draw the line, and immediately throw your Dollar Tree receipt out when you get home so you're not tempted to make the same mistake I did. Take it back for an item. Take an item back for a dollar. It was an embarrassing waste of time. An embarrassing waste of time. 847 area code says I get perfectly good and cute reading glasses in all powers up to 350. They also have great books that were on recommended lists a year before. And not only pregnancy tests that work, but reliable ovulation tests. They mention that in this article. They talk about the pregnancy tests that you can get at the dollar store that work. Alan in North Carolina says, I shop Walmart for the everyday groceries and use the extra money for meat, frou-frou bread, and deli items at a real grocery store. And then 816 area code says, here's my strategy for saving. Keep a well-stocked pantry and freezer. That way you never have to feel desperate. Then load up on stuff when it's a great deal. Peanut butter, jelly, butter, which you can freeze. Bacon, frozen shrimp, mac and cheese, one-pound packages of ground beef, bone-in ham steaks. Then you have money for splurging on more expensive stuff and perishable items. Wow, that's a whole system right there. It's impressive. All right, let's get back to some of these other secrets from the dollar stores. How about this one? The people that work at the dollar stores, they recommend you skip the steak. Shopping for frozen items at the discount chains can be hit or miss. Some items might be okay. Brenda says, I've had the little pie slices, the sausage and pancake bites, and the Cinnabon bites that are amazing. Frozen dinners are good. People also love the frozen vegetables and fruit. But when it comes to unprocessed food, like meat or seafood, you should probably consider a visit to your local grocer instead. I don't eat any of the frozen fish or ribeyes because I don't trust frozen seafood or meat that costs a dollar, she says. Nate, a Dollar Tree manager in Minnesota, agrees I would never buy the steak. He says, I've heard from more than one person that it doesn't cook well and it feels like rubber. In 2016, television affiliate WCPO in Cincinnati attempted a taste test serving up the 4-ounce $1 ribeye along with a butcher's and supermarket cut to some area firefighters. Among the responses, they said, quote, I guess it was meat. I guess it was meat and it's not terrible. Yeah, that's what you want to hear. Well, I guess that was meat. Yeah. How about this? Other stores use them to stock up. When most everything is a dollar, it's easy to see why discount chains find themselves acting as a warehouse for local small businesses. Hank says that he's observed independent proprietors coming in to stock up on items. You know, I never really thought about that. People using the dollar stores for their own business. There's one man who runs a convenience store and buys boxes of chocolate bars and bottles of soda, he says. We also get plenty of event organizers buying supplies in bulk, sometimes hundreds of items at a time. How about this? They dread the sight of Hot Wheels toy cars. While many toys at dollar store locations are of suspect quality, there's at least one bit of inventory that causes a lot of excitement in the aisles. We get a lot of the infamous Hot Wheels hunters, Nate says, referring to the collectors of the popular die-cast toy car line from Mattel. I guess they scour the internet and find out when stores are getting shipments. I've had people show up a day after my 2,000-piece truck arrives and demand I go find the one box of Hot Wheels I got so that they can be the first to buy them. If they're polite, Nate will try to accommodate them. Some of the nicer Hot Wheels fans even deputize themselves as de facto employees. The one guy that's a frequent visitor will take the boxes I have and stock them neatly on the shelves while he looks for what he wants. Well, that's a dedicated Hot Wheels collector right there. Do the dollar stores sell the Hot Wheel tracks so you can slap your friends around with them? The orange Hot Wheel tracks?
Thank God they weren't around for when you were a kid.
Yeah, Hot Wheels collectors are serious, man. They don't play around. And if those are real Hot Wheels, then that's pretty good. How about, is anybody out there, do you guys run an independent store of your own and use the dollar stores to get some of your stock? That's an interesting angle. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. And then we just talked about the pregnancy test. They sell pregnancy tests, and they're reliable, according to Nate. His store stocks a reliable brand. The pregnancy tests we sell here are the same ones that they use in hospitals, he says. Most of all the pregnancy tests, most expensive tests can detect lower levels earlier in pregnancy, while cheaper tests, like the ones in the dollar stores, might not register a positive until a woman is a little further along, but they're still effective, according to Brenda and Nate. They're also among the most stolen items in the store. The most stolen items in the store, pregnancy test. Well, that's because they don't want it. Maybe people are like, uh-oh. I don't want anybody to know I'm buying this, so I'm just going to stick it in my pocket and get out of here. Wow, that's interesting. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to wrap up the conversation about Dollar Tree stores. And then I want to hear from you guys again about how you save money if you're a coupon family or any of that cool stuff. 312-981-7200. And we're going to get into we have a story about what's certain etiquette you should do, and then etiquette in general we're going to jump into. That's coming up. 312-981-7200. And the news is up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. My main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. It's Tuesday. That means 2 for Tuesday, man. Tuesday 2, yeah. Get your requests in, 301 area code requesting. Gary Puckett with Over You. You can request with 312-981-7200. That's also the number to call us or to text us with your thoughts on the dollar stores and how you save money, and in this day and age, do you use the coupons, that kind of stuff. We've been getting some secrets here from the dollar stores and having a little fun with that and discussing those. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, here's some more things that the dollar store people are secrets that they're telling us. Balloons keep them aloft. Most Dollar Tree and many other dollar store locations have a counter devoted to Mylar balloons intended for birthday parties and other events. That's because the low cost and easy storage of the uninflated balloons makes them a very profitable endeavor. Balloons do a ton of big business at Dollar Tree, Brenda says. A ton, especially for big events. In a given week, her store might sell 150 to 200 balloons. If you think about it, every day is someone's birthday. There's a baby shower, graduation, or anniversary. And are the balloons just a buck each? Or do you get a...
Yes. Depending on the store you go to, and yeah. You know what we talked about, but yeah, they're in that range.
Wow. They might warn you away from a bad deal. If you're on the fence on whether or not a dollar purchase is worthwhile, you can always ask an employee. They might tell you if it's worth the cash. I know the quality of our products. It's not always the best. I'm obviously not going to constantly bring this up to customers, but I'm not afraid to give them a bit of a heads up when I know a certain item is especially poor or can be found much cheaper at a competitor, Hank says. I know that the company will survive without these couple of sales, and I prefer to make the customers happy over adding a few more dollars to the wallet of the company. Wow. Wow. The store manager is often overworked. Dollar Tree, Dollar General, and other chains have come under fire in recent years for tasking store managers with a lot of responsibility in order to keep the costs of staffing low. According to Nate, that checks out. In my district, they are trial running having the stores unload the semi-trucks instead of the drivers, he says. But they won't give us the hours to add an extra guy, which means I'm the manager on duty while being in the back of a semi throwing 1,800 cases. Oh, that's unfair. That's completely unfair. And then finally, they can't keep Donald Duck on the shelves. What? In stores filled with a lot of unfamiliar brands, customers like to see one recognizable face. That's Donald Duck's. The Disney character is front and center on Dollar Tree's orange juice. And his smiling bill is one of the most popular items in those stores. The drink is produced by Citrus World, which owns the Florida's Natural label and licensed the Donald's imagery and the name from Disney. The Donald Duck orange juice is our third most sold item, Brenda says. To be honest, I'm not sure why it's so popular. A lot of people stop at our store on the way to work or whatever, so it's kind of a quick pickup. Donald Duck orange juice. Donald Duck orange juice. Because, you know, Dan, when I think of oranges and orange juice...
Yes.
I think Donald Duck.
Yeah.
So I didn't. That's pretty interesting that just because people see Donald Duck's face, and it does stand out because when you go to those dollar stores, they're all usually just like knockoff brands of some kind. Like they don't have the RoboCop doll. They've got the Robert Cop, which is still my favorite knockoff. The knockoff items, you know, that, and you can see these knockoff items that are all over the place online. They're hilarious, like knockoff toy items and stuff. My favorite of all time, though, is Robert Cop. Instead of RoboCop, it's Robert Cop. What doll is that? Oh, it's my Robert Cop doll. It's a cop named Robert. He looks like a robot, but he's just actually Robert. That's just Robert, my friend Robert. He's a cop. Let's see. Bunch of texts have come in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Canadian Bill says here in Canada the chain dollar store is Dollarama. That's a good name. Dollarama. 630 area code says, do not buy watch or hearing aid batteries at those stores. You can get 10 batteries for less than $3 from eBay. 708 area code says, the big display was called the promo run. That's right, at the Jewel food store. Yes, the promo run, which was always a fun place to be on Wednesday nights at the Jewels. 312 area code says, I use coupon apps on my phone. Ibotta is the best. I've saved $3,500 over $3,500 in the 6 years I've been using it. Other good apps include Checkout 51, Saving Star, and Fetch. Coupon apps. All right. This is the 21st century, isn't it? Jesse says, I do my share of shopping at the Dollar Tree. I giggle at the 4-pack of toilet paper. I know it's cheap and better than nothing, but each roll probably goes in the blink of an eye. You know, Dan, some people are very particular about that item. About that particular item.
Sure.
You know, some people are very, very particular. I've lived with a couple of people who were very, very particular about that item.
I'm a daughter of a plumber, I'm married to the daughter of a plumber.
Married to the daughter of a plumber, so yeah. However, it's on sale. area code says on Monday Dollar Tree gets the Sunday Tribune and Sun Times. They're normally $2.99. It's a huge saving. Also, bagels and English muffins from SB Thomas are $1. Yum yum. Here's something that people might not know. 312 area code says that the Dollar Tree does not give cash refunds, exchange only. Oh, really? I did not know that. I guess they figure why, because it's only $1, and they just get something else for $1. Why do you want me to give you $1? Just go get something else. It's $1. 847 area code says, Nick Myers recently changed their ads from Sunday to Saturday, but the other grocery store ads start on Wednesday and end on Tuesday. Yeah, that's the
847, by the way, texted in, Jewel changed their ads to Wednesday within the last 7 years. I've worked there for 10 years. The new sale does start on Wednesday night. Tuesday night is now the crazy night.
Oh, okay. See, that guy or that woman is feeling my pain, man. Wait, you know, it was always Wednesday nights. They always put the best guys on, which is why I was working on Wednesday nights, obviously. Until I got shipped over to when I got shipped over to Derry, I didn't have to. Although Derry, you got to stock up on the stuff that's going on sale, you know, there. But it's not like crazy displays. It's just like your Derry case. You just have to change the signs, and you got to put up the sale items that are going to be going on sale. But you don't have to make the promo run stuff. Yeah, I like because you had the case cutters that were always sticking out of your back pocket. Like, you would have a marker and a case cutter in your back pocket. If you worked at Jewel back in my day, you had a marker and a case cutter sticking out of your back pocket, and sometimes you forgot to put the blade down, and you'd go, oh! And then sometimes you would put the blade out a little bit too far and cut like 26 rolls of toilet paper because you had to make a display, the triangular display. From the you've ruined a bunch of rolls of toilet paper. Or the worst is like if you cut liquid, if you're doing like a display of bleach and you cut too deep into the case, and then you cut the inside, you cut the bleach, and then there's bleach pouring out all over the floor. But those were rookies who would do that. You only get to do that. You do that one time, and then it's like, okay, I think I know how far the blade should be out so that I can cut through the cardboard without ruining the item inside and then make the display box for it. But Yeah, but building those displays, that was just a real treat. But Wednesday nights, man, it was a madhouse in that place. And, you know, and the other thing was, what sucked was that the store was open while we did it. So there's customers all over the place, and they're, like, trying to figure out, is this item on sale now, and it doesn't start till tomorrow? You know what I mean? We'd have to stay late, but there was a good portion of the time when that store was open, and you'd have to deal with customers while you're trying to build these giant displays. All right. 847 area code says, Dollar Tree is the place to go without a doubt for cereal. They have a brand called Malto Meal. Well, Malto Meal is a legendary brand. They have a brand called Malto Meal that has several of the more popular cereals, and everyone's a buck. Sure, the box is a little smaller, but there are great Sugar Smacks knockoffs. I think even better than the real brands that I've been paying anywhere from $4 to $7 for all of a sudden. When did I miss the cereal embargo that caused the prices to skyrocket? They also have name brand granola bars, pudding cups, nuts, etc. It's good. Dollar Tree is great. Man, cereal has gotten expensive a long time ago. Cereal, it's been expensive for a long time. You know, Dan, you buy cereal on a regular basis, right?
Yeah, very much so.
It's been expensive for a real... I mean, it's expensive when I worked at Jewel, and that was a long time ago when I worked at Jewel. It's one of those items that over the years has stayed consistently expensive. Like, you buy a box of cereal, it's like, man, you look at the prices. That's why, I guess, you know, people do wait for certain cereal to go on sale. I started noticing that many years ago. It's like, hold on a second, why am I paying $5 for a box of cereal? I don't understand.
I always wondered, you know, how it prices out per meal. I've never done the math, you know. Because if you you get 10 bowls, you know, that's 2 weeks of food. $5 in that context doesn't seem as bad, but
right.
It's still, you know, when you grab the box and you see how thin it is,
yeah.
And you know that the bag's not fully full, and you know that the bag doesn't reach the top anymore, and,
right.
Or any of the stuff, it does kind of be like, ugh.
Yeah. But if you can get it for a buck, that makes sense if the knockoffs are good. So, all right.